Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, we talk about the Bible so much, and here on this station, that's what we use as our standard for faith and practice. It's what we use in the Lord's body, the Lord's church. There is no other standard that we could use for faith and practice than the Bible. And so you are likely going to hear often lessons or comments made or even references to the inspiration of the Bible. But what does the word inspiration mean? And I want that to be our word for the day. You know, the word inspiration only appears two times in the Bible, at least by translation. Back in the book of Job 32, verse 8, notice that the Bible reads and says, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." Now, there's a difference between the two breaths that are under consideration here. And the man who spoke that was simply drawing a distinction between what a man could know from the natural order of things, from being made and being a part of creation, and then what a man could know from special revelation from God. And of course, he's making the point there that there is an extent to our knowledge in nature itself. Even in nature, we could discern that there is a God, but there's not much more we could know. We have to know God intimately through the teachings of the Bible. And so there's a difference between general revelation and special revelation and what we know from the Bible versus the Word of God. The second time it appears in the Bible is in 2 Timothy 3:16, which you could probably quote, where the writer says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." And you may have heard other speakers on this station before talk about the word theopneustos, the word that literally means God breathed. And when you look at the text clearly, both in the Job 32:8 reference and in the 2 Timothy 3:16 reference, you're talking about an act of breathing by God. Now, there are many in the world who believe that this is the act of God breathing in. They say God probably took into Himself human counsel, and then having considered what man had to say, then breathed out that word. But that's not true. In Romans 11:33-36, Paul writes and says, "Oh, the depth, both of the riches and wisdom of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to Him be glory forever. Amen." God has never sought the counsel of man. Man could not be the counselor of God. God doesn't need it. He doesn't ask for it. He's never sought out man's advice. And so it couldn't be that God breathed in the counsel of man, and then finally, as a final product, breathed out His Word. Notice, for example, in Matthew 4:4, in the temptation where the devil had come against Jesus, Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone," but notice the words of Jesus, "but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Notice that God breathed, but the direction of breathing was a breathing out of inspiration. Inspiration is the act of God breathing out His Word through the instrumentality of those selected writers. According to 2 Timothy 3:16, we can answer two very important questions. Someone may say, "Yeah, but what part of the Bible was breathed out by God?" Well, the Scripture. The word simply means the words. Well, how many of the words were inspired by God? All of them. All those words were breathed out by God. Every word of the Bible, of course, was breathed out. And you've got a couple of great Scriptures to go along with this. In 2 Peter 1:20-21, we know that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. At no time did they write in and of themselves, but every single word was guided through the instrumentality of the breath of God. And how about 1 Corinthians 2:6-13, where we learn there that the Bible is the mind of God on page, and that no man could know the mind of God except it was revealed to him. Let me leave you with this. In Genesis 2:7, the Bible says that it took the breath of God for man to become a living soul, for him to become a biological being. In Romans 10:17, it takes the breath of God to become alive spiritually. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the literally breathed out Word of God. Inspiration. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.